Back here in our special edition news magazine for the Spirit of America, we're talking to Alan Nachtaborn and Fallon Burney with the Van Veen Van Hemer American Legion out of Pella. And we're here at the Enlightened 4th of July celebration or Independence Day celebration on June 28th. Alan, I'm going to start with you. Just seeing a huge community gathering like this to celebrate the sacrifices of yourself and all those who have also served our country. What does it mean to just see a crowd of this size coming to a small town to just show their appreciation for all the service that you and your fellow service members have put in?
Well, it is quite a pleasure. And one thing about, I will say about Lighten, for a small community like this, they always turn out a great, great crowd. And it's just feels good. People are wearing red, white, and blue. Flags are flying and the parade's lining up. Lots of flags down there. So a lot of patriotic people are here in Lighten today.
That there is. And Fallon, same question kind of along those lines. What does it mean to just see such a large crowd here lining the streets of such a small community coming together to recognize, celebrate, and honor yourself and fellow service members that have, you know, put their lives on the line to protect the freedoms that we have today?
It's really great to see people support our country and our military. And like Alan said, it's fantastic the way Lighten does put on a show here and draws a big crowd. It's really, really great to see.
It is really great to see you. And Alan, if you could just tell us a little bit more about your time within the service, kind of where you served and anything that you feel like people would enjoy hearing about from your time within the service.
Okay, well, my whole career was with the United States Army Reserve. I enlisted in 1965 and stayed in it 30 years, was discharged in 1995. And as far as serving, I never served overseas anywhere, but we were a medical unit. So I was fortunate to train in a lot of the major medical centers around the lower 48. Quite an experience. The big medical centers, when I went to many of them, it was during Vietnam when a lot of the Vietnam people were being returned back with very serious injuries and so forth. So got to visit with a lot of them. Again, at Fort Bliss, Texas, Fort Sam Houston, Texas, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, just some of those that was quite an honor and quite an experience.
Well, just coming back to touch on that, too, because a lot of people think about the front lines part of this is when you talk about service, but service happens anywhere. You mentioned that, you know, you didn't necessarily go overseas to serve, but you served through that medical unit. If you could just take us through, you know, what that side of, I know you kind of touched on getting to work in a lot of those major medical centers, but, you know, what does that kind of entail to be a part of a medical unit and making sure that our veterans are getting the best care once they come back home, because it's not just about what happens on those front lines.
Yeah, that's correct. And at Fort Des Moines, we took a lot of classes, schooling, worked in the local hospitals like in Pella, at Iowa Methodist, the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. And so we learned a lot of training there. And then when we did go to the major medical centers around the country, we always worked with some of the full-time staff there. So we not only was able to assist them, but was able to learn a lot from their experiences that they do every day.
Very neat. And Fallon, if you could tell us a little bit about your service and just kind of the things that you experienced within your time within the service as well.
I joined the Iowa National Guard in 1985. Spent 28 years there. Went through three deployments. 91 was out in California. 2003, 2004 was out in California. And 2006 to 2007, I was in Iraq. I retired in 2013, and I guess I was the final 5 years I was with aviation support battalion, and the other 23 years, I was mainly with ground maintenance units, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Des Moines. I was up in Des Moines with a combat service support unit. And yeah, without being in the Guard, there's probably a lot of places I've never seen.
Well, you talk about that deployment too, and I know a lot of people will think of that, and they heard the places that you went there when you mentioned California and Iraq, and they understand that that means that you have to leave home, right, for a while there. But if you could just kind of take us through, especially the overseas deployment, what that is like and just that experience, because I know that that's something that a lot of us, we hear that term deployment, but it's something that many of us never experience. So if you could just tell us a little bit more about that.
The overseas deployment, it was really interesting. Got to meet a lot of people, worked with some folks from Turkey, and got to meet some Iraqis. And it was really a different environment, but it was very interesting to be part of it.
I can imagine that it was. Coming back here, as we're talking to Alan Nachtaborn and Fallon Burney here about their service on the Special Edition News Magazine for Spirit of America. Alan, final question for you here. When you think about kind of the question of what does it mean to serve the United States, what, in your opinion, does it mean to serve the United States, both as an honor for yourself to be able to say that you have fought for this country and also for others who have fought for this country?
Well, you're right, Tyler. It is an honor. And to have served, to the little bit that I maybe have contributed for the freedom that we all enjoy here. I know we have entirely too many people in this country that don't seem to be satisfied with what we're blessed with. Hopefully that can change in the future, or whatever that'll take, I don't know. But I just want people to appreciate the freedoms they've got, and again, I'm just glad that I could be a small part of it.
And Fallon, final question for you. Would you talk about what it means to serve, both for yourself and other service members that have fought for this country, to be able to sustain and protect the freedoms that we have here in the United States? What is that, when you hear that phrase, what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, the reason I joined was because my dad, brother, and all my uncles were in, so I figured that I had to do my duty too. And yeah, I'm proud of the service I did, what little piece of the pie it may be. And like Alan said, it really is kind of a shame at some point where people don't understand and realize what we really have here in America.
Alan and Burney, appreciate your time, and thank you again for all the service you've done for our country, both past and in the present. So I appreciate your guys' time.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Alan Nachtaborn and Fallon Burney here on our Spirit of America Special Edition News Magazine.